I still remember the incident last year where our team spent an entire weekend trying to debug a complex cloud resource provisioning issue on our Kubernetes cluster, only to realize that the problem wasn't with our application code, but with the way we had defined our composite resource definitions, or XRDs, in Crossplane. What makes that even harder is that we were using a combination of AWS and GCP providers, and the nuances of each provider's implementation of the composite resource definition spec had us pulling our hair out. We actually had to dive deep into the Crossplane docs and the provider's API docs to figure out that the issue was due to a mismatch between the API versions of the two providers. We were using the latest version of the AWS provider, but the GCP provider was still on an older version, which didn't support some of the newer features we were trying to use.
I push back on that. In our experience, the real challenge with Crossplane and XRDs isn't just about the provider ecosystem, although that's certainly a big part of it, but also about how you define and manage access control for your platform teams. We've seen teams struggle to implement proper RBAC and access control using Kubernetes role bindings and cluster role bindings, which can lead to a whole host of security issues down the line. For example, if you're not careful, you can end up with a situation where a single team has too much access to your cloud resources, which can be a real problem if that team is compromised. We've been using Crossplane with Argo CD to implement GitOps workflows, and it's been a game changer for us. But we've also had to put in a lot of work to make sure that our access control is properly locked down.
The thing most teams miss about that is that Crossplane provides a robust way to define and manage access control using its built-in support for Kubernetes RBAS, but it's still up to the team to actually implement it correctly. We've seen teams try to use claim-based resource provisioning to simplify their workflows, but that can actually make things more complicated if you're not careful. For example, if you're using claims to provision resources, you need to make sure that you're properly validating and verifying the claims, or you can end up with a situation where unauthorized resources are being provisioned. We've been working with Upbound Spaces to implement enterprise multi-cluster management, and it's been a real challenge to get everything properly configured and locked down.
We actually ran into this last quarter when we were trying to migrate one of our larger applications to Crossplane, and we realized that we needed to rethink our entire approach to infrastructure. Provisioning. We were using Terraform to manage our cloud resources, but we found that Crossplane's support for composite resource definitions and compositions was much more powerful and flexible. For example, with Crossplane, we can define a single XRD that provisions multiple resources across different providers, which makes it much easier to manage complex workflows. With Terraform, we would have had to write separate configs for each resource, which would have been a real pain to manage. We've also been exploring the use of Crossplane's built-in support for self-service infrastructure via XRDs, which has been a real game changer for our teams.
What makes that even harder is that the provider ecosystem is constantly evolving, with new providers being added all the time, and existing providers changing their APIs and feature sets. We've seen teams struggle to keep up with the latest developments, and it's not uncommon for teams to be using outdated or deprecated APIs, which can lead to all sorts of problems. For example, if you're using the AWS provider, you need to make sure that you're using the latest version of the API, or you may miss out on important features and security updates. We've been working with the Crossplane community to develop new providers and features, and it's been amazing to see how quickly the ecosystem is evolving. We're also exploring the use of Crossplane with other tools such as Argo CD and Flux to implement more advanced GitOps workflows.
I'd push back on that. While the provider ecosystem is certainly important, I think the real key to success with Crossplane is figuring out how to properly define and manage your composite resource. Definitions. We've seen teams spend weeks or even months trying to get their XRDs just right, only to realize that they've missed some critical detail or nuance. For example, if you're defining an XRD that provisions multiple resources, you need to make sure that you're properly handling dependencies and ordering, or you can end up with a situation where resources are being provisioned out of order, which can cause all sorts of problems. We've been using Crossplane's built-in support for validation and verification to help with this, but it's still a complex and challenging process. We're also exploring the use of Crossplane with other tools, such as Terraform and Ansible, to implement more hybrid workflows.
The thing most teams miss about that is that Crossplane provides a robust way to define and manage composite resource definitions using its built-in support for YAML and JSON schemas. But it's still up to the team to actually implement it correctly. We've seen teams try to use Crossplane's built-in support for validation and verification to simplify their workflows, but that can actually make things more complicated if you're not careful. For example, if you're using validation and verification to check the integrity of your XRDs, you need to make sure that you're properly configuring the validation and verification rules, or you can end up with a situation where invalid or corrupted XRDs are being provisioned. We've been working with the Crossplane community to develop new features and tools for managing composite resource definitions, and it's been amazing to see how quickly the ecosystem is evolving.
We actually ran into this last quarter when we were trying to implement a new self-service infrastructure workflow using Crossplane, and we realized that we needed to rethink our entire approach to access control and RBAC. We were using Kubernetes role bindings and cluster role bindings to manage access control, but we found that Crossplane's built-in support for RBAS was much more powerful and flexible. For example, with Crossplane, we can define a single role binding that grants access to multiple resources across different providers, which makes it much easier to manage complex workflows. With Kubernetes, we would have had to write separate role bindings for each resource, which would have been a real pain to manage. We've also been exploring the use of Crossplane's built-in support for auditing and logging, which has been a real game changer for our security teams.
What makes that even harder is that the auditing and logging requirements are constantly evolving, with new regulations and standards being added all the time. We've seen teams struggle to keep up with the latest developments, and it's not uncommon for teams to be using outdated or deprecated logging and auditing tools, which can lead to all sorts of problems. For example, if you're using Crossplane's built-in support for auditing and logging, you need to make sure that you're properly configuring the logging and auditing rules, or you can end up with a situation where critical security events are being missed. We've been working with the Crossplane community to develop new features and tools for auditing and logging, and it's been amazing to see how quickly the ecosystem is evolving. We're also exploring the use of Crossplane with other tools, such as ELK and Splunk, to implement more advanced logging and monitoring workflows.
I'd push back on that. While the auditing and logging requirements are certainly important, I think the real key to success with Crossplane is figuring out how to properly define and manage your claims and compositions. We've seen teams spend weeks or even months trying to get their claims and compositions just right, only to realize that they've missed some critical detail or nuance. For example, if you're defining a claim that provisions multiple resources, you need to make sure that you're properly handling dependencies and ordering, or you can end up with a situation where resources are being provisioned out of order, which can cause all sorts of problems. We've been using Crossplane's built-in support for validation and verification to help with this, but it's still a complex and challenging process. We're also exploring the use of Crossplane with other tools, such as Terraform and Ansible, to implement more hybrid workflows.
The thing most teams miss about that is that Crossplane provides a robust way to define and manage claims and compositions using its built-in support for YAML and JSON schemas, but it's still up to the team to actually implement it correctly. We've seen teams try to use Crossplane's built-in support for validation and verification to simplify their workflows, but that can actually make things more complicated if you're not careful. For example, if you're using validation and verification to check the integrity of your claims and compositions, you need to make sure that you're properly configuring the validation and verification. rules, or you can end up with a situation where invalid or corrupted claims and compositions are being provisioned. We've been working with the Crossplane community to develop new features and tools for managing claims and compositions, and it's been amazing to see how quickly the ecosystem is evolving.
We actually ran into this last quarter when we were trying to implement a new hybrid workflow using Crossplane and Terraform, and we realized that we needed to rethink our entire approach to infrastructure provisioning. We were using Terraform to manage our cloud resources, but we found that Crossplane's support for composite resource definitions and compositions was much more powerful and flexible. For example, with Crossplane, we can define a single composition that provisions multiple resources across different providers, which makes it much easier to manage complex workflows. With Terraform, we would have had to write separate configs for each resource, which would have been a real pain to manage. We've also been exploring the use of Crossplane's built-in support for self-service infrastructure via XRDs, which has been a real game changer for our teams.
What makes that even harder is that the provider ecosystem is constantly evolving, with new providers being added all the time and existing providers changing their APIs and feature sets. We've seen teams struggle to keep up with the latest developments, and it's not uncommon for teams to be using outdated or deprecated APIs, which can lead to all sorts of problems. For example, if you're using the AWS provider, you need to make sure that you're using the latest version of the API, or you may miss out on important features and security updates. We've been working with the Crossplane community to develop new providers and features, and it's been amazing to see how quickly the ecosystem is evolving. We're also exploring the use of Crossplane with other tools such as Argo CD and Flux to implement more advanced GitOps workflows.
I'd push back on that. While the provider ecosystem is certainly important, I think the real key to success with Crossplane is figuring out how to properly define and manage your composite resource. Definitions. We've seen teams spend weeks or even months trying to get their XRDs just right, only to realize that they've missed some critical detail or nuance. For example, if you're defining an XRD that provisions multiple resources, you need to make sure that you're properly handling dependencies and ordering, or you can end up with a situation where resources are being provisioned out of order, which can cause all sorts of problems. We've been using Crossplane's built-in support for validation and verification to help with this, but it's still a complex and challenging process. We're also exploring the use of Crossplane with other tools, such as Terraform and Ansible, to implement more hybrid workflows.
The thing most teams miss about that is that Crossplane provides a robust way to define and manage composite resource definitions using its built-in support for YAML and JSON schemas. But it's still up to the team to actually implement it correctly. We've seen teams try to use Crossplane's built-in support for validation and verification to simplify their workflows, but that can actually make things more complicated if you're not careful. For example, if you're using validation and verification to check the integrity of your XRDs, you need to make sure that you're properly configuring the validation and verification rules, or you can end up with a situation where invalid or corrupted XRDs are being provisioned. We've been working with the Crossplane community to develop new features and tools for managing composite resource definitions, and it's been amazing to see how quickly the ecosystem is evolving.
We actually ran into this last quarter when we were trying to implement a new self-service infrastructure workflow using Crossplane, and we realized that we needed to rethink our entire approach to access control and RBAC. We were using Kubernetes role bindings and cluster role bindings to manage access control, but we found that Crossplane's built-in support for RBAS was much more powerful and flexible. For example, with Crossplane, we can define a single role binding that grants access to multiple resources across different providers, which makes it much easier to manage complex workflows. With Kubernetes, we would have had to write separate role bindings for each resource, which would have been a real pain to manage. We've also been exploring the use of Crossplane's built-in support for auditing and logging, which has been a real game changer for our security teams.
What makes that even harder is that the auditing and logging requirements are constantly evolving, with new regulations and standards being added all the time. We've seen teams struggle to keep up with the latest developments, and it's not uncommon for teams to be using outdated or deprecated logging and auditing tools, which can lead to all sorts of problems. For example, if you're using Crossplane's built-in support for auditing and logging, you need to make sure that you're properly configuring the logging and auditing rules, or you can end up with a situation where critical security events are being missed. We've been working with the Crossplane community to develop new features and tools for auditing and logging, and it's been amazing to see how quickly the ecosystem is evolving. We're also exploring the use of Crossplane with other tools, such as ELK and Splunk, to implement more advanced logging and monitoring workflows.
I'd push back on that. While the auditing and logging requirements are certainly important, I think the real key to success with Crossplane is figuring out how to properly define and manage your claims and compositions. We've seen teams spend weeks or even months trying to get their claims and compositions just right, only to realize that they've missed some critical detail or nuance. For example, if you're defining a claim that provisions multiple resources, you need to make sure that you're properly handling dependencies and ordering, or you can end up with a situation where resources are being provisioned out of order, which can cause all sorts of problems. We've been using Crossplane's built-in support for validation and verification to help with this, but it's still a complex and challenging process. We're also exploring the use of Crossplane with other tools, such as Terraform and Ansible, to implement more hybrid workflows.
The thing most teams miss about that is that Crossplane provides a robust way to define and manage claims and compositions using its built-in support for YAML and JSON schemas. But it's still up to the team to actually implement it correctly. We've seen teams try to use Crossplane's built-in support for validation and verification to simplify their workflows, but that can actually make things more complicated if you're not careful. For example, if you're using validation and verification to check the integrity of your claims and compositions, you need to make sure that you're properly configuring the validation and verification rules, or you can end up with a situation where invalid or corrupted claims and compositions are being provisioned. We've been working with the Crossplane community to develop new features and tools for managing claims and compositions, and it's been amazing to see how quickly the ecosystem is evolving.
We actually ran into this last quarter when we were trying to implement a new hybrid workflow using Crossplane and Terraform, and we realized that we needed to rethink our entire approach to infrastructure provisioning. We were using Terraform to manage our cloud resources, but we found that Crossplane's support for composite resource definitions and compositions was much more powerful and flexible. For example, with Crossplane, we can define a single composition that provisions multiple resources across different providers, which makes it much easier to manage complex workflows. With Terraform, we would have had to write separate configs for each resource, which would have been a real pain to manage. We've also been exploring the use of Crossplane's built-in support for self-service infrastructure via XRDs, which has been a real game changer for our teams.
What makes that even harder is that the provider ecosystem is constantly evolving, with new providers being added all the time and existing providers changing their APIs and feature sets. We've seen teams struggle to keep up with the latest developments, and it's not uncommon for teams to be using outdated or deprecated APIs, which can lead to all sorts of problems. For example, if you're using the AWS provider, you need to make sure that you're using the latest version of the API, or you may miss out on important features and security updates. We've been working with the Crossplane community to develop new providers and features, and it's been amazing to see how quickly the ecosystem is evolving. We're also exploring the use of Crossplane with other tools such as Argo CD and Flux to implement more advanced GitOps workflows.
I'd push back on that. While the provider ecosystem is certainly important, I think the real key to success with Crossplane is figuring out how to properly define and manage your composite resource definitions. We've seen teams spend weeks or even months trying to get their XRDs just right, only to realize that they've missed some critical detail or nuance. For example, if you're defining an XRD that provisions multiple resources, you need to make sure that you're properly handling dependencies and ordering, or you can end up with a situation where resources are being provisioned out of order, which can cause all sorts of problems. We've been using Crossplane's built-in support for validation and verification to help with this, but it's still a complex and challenging process. We're also exploring the use of Crossplane with other tools, such as Terraform and Ansible, to implement more hybrid workflows.
The thing most teams miss about that is that Crossplane provides a robust way to define and manage composite resource definitions using its built-in support for YAML and JSON schemas. But it's still up to the team to actually implement it correctly. We've seen teams try to use Crossplane's built-in support for validation and verification to simplify their workflows, but that can actually make things more complicated if you're not careful. For example, if you're using validation and verification to check the integrity of your XRDs, you need to make sure that you're properly configuring the validation and verification rules, or you can end up with a situation where invalid or corrupted XRDs are being provisioned. We've been working with the Crossplane community to develop new features and tools for managing composite resource definitions, and it's been amazing to see how quickly the ecosystem is evolving.
We actually ran into this last quarter when we were trying to implement a new self-service infrastructure workflow using Crossplane, and we realized that we needed to rethink our entire approach to access control and RBAC. We were using Kubernetes role bindings and cluster role bindings to manage access control, but we found that Crossplane's built-in support for RBAS was much more powerful and flexible. For example, with Crossplane, we can define a single role binding that grants access to multiple resources across different providers, which makes it much easier to manage complex workflows. With Kubernetes, we would have had to write separate role bindings for each resource, which would have been a real pain to manage. We've also been exploring the use of Crossplane's built-in support for auditing and logging, which has been a real game changer for our security teams.
What makes that even harder is that the auditing and logging requirements are constantly evolving, with new regulations and standards being added all the time. We've seen teams struggle to keep up with the latest developments, and it's not uncommon for teams to be using outdated or deprecated logging and auditing tools, which can lead to all sorts of problems. For example, if you're using Crossplane's built-in support for auditing and logging, you need to make sure that you're properly configuring the logging and auditing rules, or you can end up with a situation where critical security events are being missed. We've been working with the Crossplane community to develop new features and tools for auditing and logging, and it's been amazing to see how quickly the ecosystem is evolving. We're also exploring the use of Crossplane with other tools, such as ELK and Splunk, to implement more advanced logging and monitoring workflows.
I'd push back on that. While the auditing and logging requirements are certainly important, I think the real key to success with Crossplane is figuring out how to properly define and manage your claims and compositions. We've seen teams spend weeks or even months trying to get their claims and compositions just right, only to realize that they've missed some critical detail or nuance. For example, if you're defining a claim that provisions multiple resources, you need to make sure that you're properly handling dependencies and ordering, or you can end up with a situation where resources are being provisioned out of order, which can cause all sorts of problems. We've been using Crossplane's built-in support for validation and verification to help with this, but it's still a complex and challenging process. We're also exploring the use of Crossplane with other tools, such as Terraform and Ansible, to implement more hybrid workflows.
The thing most teams miss about that is that Crossplane provides a robust way to define and manage claims and compositions using its built-in support for YAML and JSON schemas, but it's still up to the team to actually implement it correctly. We've seen teams try to use Crossplane's built-in support for validation and verification to simplify their workflows, but that can actually make things more complicated if you're not careful. For example, if you're using validation and verification to check the integrity of your claims and compositions, you need to make sure that you're properly configuring the validation and verification rules, or you can end up with a situation where invalid or corrupted claims and compositions are being provisioned. We've been working with the Crossplane community to develop new features and tools for managing claims and compositions, and it's been amazing to see how quickly the ecosystem is evolving.
We actually ran into this last quarter when we were trying to implement a new hybrid workflow using Crossplane and Terraform, and we realized that we needed to rethink our entire approach to infrastructure provisioning. We were using Terraform to manage our cloud resources, but we found that Crossplane's support for composite resource definitions and compositions was much more powerful and flexible. For example, with Crossplane, we can define a single composition that provisions multiple resources across different providers, which makes it much easier to manage complex workflows. With Terraform, we would have had to write separate configs for each resource, which would have been a real pain to manage. We've also been exploring the use of Crossplane's built-in support for self-service infrastructure via XRDs, which has been a real game changer for our teams.
What makes that even harder is that the provider ecosystem is constantly evolving, with new providers being added all the time and existing providers changing their APIs and feature sets. We've seen teams struggle to keep up with the latest developments, and it's not uncommon for teams to be using outdated or deprecated APIs, which can lead to all sorts of problems. For example, if you're using the AWS provider, you need to make sure that you're using the latest version of the API, or you may miss out on important features and security updates. We've been working with the Crossplane community to develop new providers and features, and it's been amazing to see how quickly the ecosystem is evolving. We're also exploring the use of Crossplane with other tools such as Argo CD and Flux to implement more advanced GitOps workflows.
I'd push back on that. While the provider ecosystem is certainly important, I think the real key to success with Crossplane is figuring out how to properly define and manage your composite resource. Definitions. We've seen teams spend weeks or even months trying to get their XRDs just right, only to realize that they've missed some critical detail or nuance. For example, if you're defining an XRD that provisions multiple resources, you need to make sure that you're properly handling dependencies and ordering, or you can end up with a situation where resources are being provisioned out of order, which can cause all sorts of problems. We've been using Crossplane's built-in support for validation and verification to help with this, but it's still a complex and challenging process. We're also exploring the use of Crossplane with other tools, such as Terraform and Ansible, to implement more hybrid workflows.
The thing most teams miss about that is that Crossplane provides a robust way to define and manage composite resource definitions using its built-in support for YAML and JSON schemas. But it's still up to the team to actually implement it correctly. We've seen teams try to use Crossplane's built-in support for validation and verification to simplify their workflows, but that can actually make things more complicated if you're not careful. For example, if you're using validation and verification to check the integrity of your XRDs, you need to make sure that you're properly configuring the validation and verification rules, or you can end up with a situation where invalid or corrupted XRDs are being provisioned. We've been working with the Crossplane community to develop new features and tools for managing composite resource definitions, and it's been amazing to see how quickly the ecosystem is evolving.
We actually ran into this last quarter when we were trying to implement a new self-service infrastructure workflow using Crossplane, and we realized that we needed to rethink our entire approach to access control and RBAC. We were using Kubernetes role bindings and cluster role bindings to manage access control, but we found that Crossplane's built-in support for RBAS was much more powerful and flexible. For example, with Crossplane, we can define a single role binding that grants access to multiple resources across different providers, which makes it much easier to manage complex workflows. With Kubernetes, we would have had to write separate role bindings for each resource, which would have been a real pain to manage. We've also been exploring the use of Crossplane's built-in support for auditing and logging, which has been a real game changer for our security teams.
What makes that even harder is that the auditing and logging requirements are constantly evolving, with new regulations and standards being added all the time. We've seen teams struggle to keep up with the latest developments, and it's not uncommon for teams to be using outdated or deprecated logging and auditing tools, which can lead to all sorts of problems. For example, if you're using Crossplane's built-in support for auditing and logging, you need to make sure that you're properly configuring the logging and auditing rules, or you can end up with a situation where critical security events are being missed. We've been working with the Crossplane community to develop new features and tools for auditing and logging, and it's been amazing to see how quickly the ecosystem is evolving. We're also exploring the use of Crossplane with other tools, such as ELK and Splunk, to implement more advanced logging and monitoring workflows.
I'd push back on that. While the auditing and logging requirements are certainly important, I think the real key to success with Crossplane is figuring out how to properly define and manage your claims and compositions. We've seen teams spend weeks or even months trying to get their claims and compositions just right, only to realize that they've missed some critical detail or nuance. For example, if you're defining a claim that provisions multiple resources, you need to make sure that you're properly handling dependencies and ordering, or you can end up with a situation where resources are being provisioned out of order, which can cause all sorts of problems. We've been using Crossplane's built-in support for validation and verification to help with this, but it's still a complex and challenging process. We're also exploring the use of Crossplane with other tools, such as Terraform and Ansible, to implement more hybrid workflows.
The thing most teams miss about that is that Crossplane provides a robust way to define and manage claims and compositions using its built-in support for YAML and JSON schemas, but it's still up to the team to actually implement it correctly. We've seen teams try to use Crossplane's built-in support for validation and verification to simplify their workflows, but that can actually make things more complicated if you're not careful. For example, if you're using validation and verification to check the integrity of your claims and compositions, you need to make sure that you're properly configuring the validation and verification rules, or you can end up with a situation where invalid or corrupted claims and compositions are being provisioned. We've been working with the Crossplane community to develop new features and tools for managing claims and compositions, and it's been amazing to see how quickly the ecosystem is evolving.
We actually ran into this last quarter when we were trying to implement a new hybrid workflow using Crossplane and Terraform, and we realized that we needed to rethink our entire approach to infrastructure provisioning. We were using Terraform to manage our cloud resources, but we found that Crossplane's support for composite resource definitions and compositions was much more powerful and flexible. For example, with Crossplane, we can define a single composition that provisions multiple resources across different providers, which makes it much easier to manage complex workflows. With Terraform, we would have had to write separate configs for each resource, which would have been a real pain to manage. We've also been exploring the use of Crossplane's built-in support for self-service infrastructure via XRDs, which has been a real game changer for our teams.
What makes that even harder is that the provider ecosystem is constantly evolving, with new providers being added all the time and existing providers changing their APIs and feature sets. We've seen teams struggle to keep up with the latest developments, and it's not uncommon for teams to be using outdated or deprecated APIs, which can lead to all sorts of problems. For example, if you're using the AWS provider, you need to make sure that you're using the latest version of the API, or you may miss out on important features and security updates. We've been working with the Crossplane community to develop new providers and features, and it's been amazing to see how quickly the ecosystem is evolving. We're also exploring the use of Crossplane with other tools such as Argo CD and Flux to implement more advanced GitOps workflows.
I'd push back on that. While the provider ecosystem is certainly important, I think the real key to success with Crossplane is figuring out how to properly define and manage your composite resource. Definitions. We've seen teams spend weeks or even months trying to get their XRDs just right, only to realize that they've missed some critical detail or nuance. For example, if you're defining an XRD that provisions multiple resources, you need to make sure that you're properly handling dependencies and ordering, or you can end up with a situation where resources are being provisioned out of order, which can cause all sorts of problems.
All right, so as we wrap up this episode on Crossplane, I think there are a few key takeaways that are really important. Firstly, defining and managing composite resource definitions is crucial, as we just discussed. Secondly, understanding how to leverage Crossplane's capabilities to compose cloud resources on Kubernetes is essential for efficient platform engineering. And lastly, don't underestimate the power of reusable configurations. It can save your team a lot of time and hassle in the long run.
I agree with Daniel on those points, but I'd like to add a few of my own. For me, the ability to manage complex, multi-resource compositions with a single API is a game changer. It simplifies the process and reduces the risk of human error. Another key takeaway is the importance of monitoring and logging. You need to be able to see what's happening with your resources in real time. And finally, I think it's essential to have a clear understanding of your organization's specific needs and use cases before diving into Crossplane.
I see what you're saying, Diana. But I still think that getting the composite resource definitions right is the most critical piece of the puzzle. If you don't have a solid foundation there, everything else is going to be built on shaky ground.
I understand where you're coming from, Daniel, but I have to respectfully disagree. I think that monitoring and logging are just as important, if not more so. If you can't see what's happening with your resources, you're flying blind. And with the complexity of modern cloud environments, that's just not acceptable.
Well, I think we'll have to agree to disagree on that point. But overall, I think we've had a great conversation about Crossplane and its potential to revolutionize platform engineering.
Absolutely. And I think our listeners will have a lot to think about after this episode. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. If you want to learn more about Crossplane or share your own experiences, be sure to check out our show notes and join the conversation on social media.
That's all for today. Thanks, Diana, for the lively discussion. And to our listeners, thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode. You and your cloud puns, Diana. Take care, everyone.